Greetings and welcome, everyone, to Ike Geek Podcast, episode number 269. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Corey Feinside.
Thanks for giving, everyone. I guess.
Wow. Instant. That may be the
whole podcast.
That may be the new record for quickest derailment.
I didn't expect that. I was like, wait, okay. All right. Quiet.
Wow. Where was I?
You introduced Corey.
Thank you, Corey. Wow. Joining me on this other people podcast is Tony Korkenagin.
We should just start over.
No, it's fine.
No. This has happened, and everyone must know.
Okay.
Tony Korkenagin and Mike.
I don't know what I did. I basically so, just
both of you say hi.
Hello. Hello.
You guys not even say hi?
Nope.
I said what's up.
I cannot sanction this buffoonery.
I don't care. I'm on vacation until next Monday, so. And it's pretty awesome. I'm in a good mood, even though I even had a short day today, though. I had a half day at work, so it's been good. It's a good week. It was busy.
Go to the box office.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I don't even know what's going on right now. Box office chart. It's number one. Oh, yeah. A little movie called The Hunger Games opened.
Little. As in the worst performing, a.k.a. downward trending.
Yeah, it's the down. Good thing it's ending. The downward. Do you think they'll do a prequel to this? Like a trilogy of.
They probably will. I guarantee you.
$102.7 million, which means it, what, $40 million less than the last movie?
I mean, it still obviously made them money, but this just goes to show that not everything needs to be split up in two movies.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the fall off on this, I mean, it's still going to make them money. Like you said, it $102 million finishes out at like $300 domestic, $400 domestic, maybe. That's if we're giving, in the giving mood. Get it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go, Corey. There we go.
Wow, I don't know what happened there. I totally
because it doesn't make any sense.
thanks for giving to
Great.
Us the podcast.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't care to see this anyways. I this is the least favorite book. I'm not going to see the theaters. So either way,
I never cared to see any of them.
Saw the last one. So.
Yeah, I saw that on Hulu. I was going to watch that, but I haven't watched it yet. So how did that end? Poorly? Like,
well,
did it feel like?
I mean,
oh, no, it did. So did it feel like it was just kind of like spliced in half?
Basically. I mean, it did a – they tried to do a whatever it's called, cliffhanger thingy. Like, you're like, oh, no, what's going to happen now? But, I mean, again, it's just a lot of filler to get to the actual ending of the of the series.
Did they take any creative liberties with the ending? Like, was it different than the book?
Well, no. The thing is, the book is the book. So you're reading through it. Now, here, this is ending in the middle. So it's like, all right, cool. It's kind of a...
I hated the third book. I thought
happy,
it was worse.
Sad ending, I guess.
I hated the ending of the third book. It made me throw it across the room. It was that bad. I was like, fuck
it,
this.
Didn't it feel like it was just kind of like, here's all this going on, full stop.
Yeah.
Wasn't as bad as Born, whatever that.
Oh, yeah, Legacy.
Born
yeah,
Legacy.
That was bad.
That was like, we're building this up. All right, we're getting there. Credits roll. Wait, what? That was...
And by that statement, I mean, Quantum of Solace did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another reason why I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I mean, I like the movie, but yeah, I understand. I understand the gripe. So, yeah, this was at number one. Number two was Spectre, speaking of Bond.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million. Peanuts movie at number three, which I heard was a good movie, and I really – actually, for some reason, because it's the holidays now, like you think the Peanuts movies. You know, so you think the Christmas movie, The Great Pumpkin. There's even Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. I just want to see this. It was a good time for them to release it. So, yeah, that's doing pretty well. The Night Before and Secret in Their Eyes. That's your top five list. So, opening this week is The Good Dinosaur, which is a decent movie, I hear, but not great.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Purposely did not use the word good in that, in The Good Dinosaur, to not be redundant, but...
The Good Dinosaur's okay.
The Good Dinosaur is okay, yes. Pixar was on a roll. We'll see how this one does in the box office. I mean, it'll probably do well. So, you know, children's movie, I'm sure, but we'll see. We'll see. Creed, Creed opened as well, or is opening, right? I thought Creed opened.
I thought it was this, like...
People are raving about this movie already.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, I totally forgot that this was the gimmick, and I saw the preview for it before, you know, they even showed Rocky. I was like, oh, this kind of looks interesting. And then I was like, oh, this is the new Rocky, you know, Rocky.
It's the new Rocky, movie.
I was like, interesting. I like the premise, though. Like, it's kind of interesting you know, they're able to take that storyline that, you know, happened, what, 30 years ago or something, however long ago it was, and it's like, they can make it relevant still. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Relevant and actually not make it his son, which is really played out a lot.
You know? Right.
Yeah, and I mean it's getting very, very good reviews. I definitely wanna see it. So I don't think I'll see it this week.
Would you say it's going to be the best rated Creed media product this holiday season?
Wow. Probably. Unless Creed comes out with an album.
Ooh. Oof. Oof. Touche, sir. Touche.
Bounce back there. But I knew what you were going for. For those not one, not figuring out, he's talking about Assassin's Creed because it is not selling well. We'll get into that a little bit later. I forgot to put that on the list. Let's put that on the list. Halo 5 and Ass Creed.
Emphasis on the ass.
Yes. All right, we'll get to that later, listeners. Let's get into movie news, and then we'll get into what we've been up to and all that good stuff. We got a lot to talk about. Shit, we better move. Corey derailed the podcast, so we got to move. Thanks, Corey.
Sure. You're welcome.
So, listeners, you've missed a three-hour conversation via phones already for this, but we're going to get into it anyways again. Fantastic Four.
Fantastic,
so if we,
no more.
If we reference, by the way, I'm taking this clause right now. If we reference something that you have no idea what we're talking about, listeners, I apologize. But we had, like, I don't know how long of a conversation. Like, 100 messages long between us about what, you know, this dropping off the charts for Fox. Basically, there's no more – it says to be determined, essentially, right? So the rumor is this movie has been canceled, Fantastic Four 2. Thinking back, by the way, listeners, there was a small bit of news we talked about with Marvel reaching a TV deal with Fox for X-Men, and suddenly this drops off. That's all I'm saying. It's all I'm saying.
Suddenly? Yeah. That was like 2 months ago at least.
No, it was 1 month ago.
It was like a month ago. Yeah, it was like 4 weeks ago. You can't expect things to just stop right away. I mean, you can't just pull the plug on things.
We even talked about it. Like I mentioned, like, it specifically.
The Sony and Marvel talks lasted, obviously, I mean, what was it, 8 months to a year? I mean, it was a lot. We reported, I think, back in February or something like that. Then it finally happened over the summer.
Yeah.
So, you know. Or maybe actually before that, but I don't know. But it takes months, obviously, to stop the I was going to call it the train that is Fantastic Four 2. But
they could have announced this the day after it released.
No, they didn't want to wreck their sales.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have made a difference.
I don't think so either. But anyway, so Fantastic Four 2 is off the release list for Fox. Does this mean it's coming back to Marvel? I say yes.
I would bet on yes.
And yeah, Mike? I mean, that's where everything is pointing. And I think we've all discussed that in the past, that makes the most sense for the characters and for Fox, too, to let them run with it. I mean... Look at what Sony's doing and with Spider-Man. It just makes a lot of sense. And yes, Spider-Man is not on the same level as in Fantastic Four is not even touching Spider-Man's level of popularity. But when you have a Marvel mega ton of success that they're having and everything they touch is gold, it's like let's take some of these characters from this universe and not even use them in their own movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's like the main thing is like they don't need their own movie. Because we've already shown that doesn't work.
I think this is like we said, like, oh, geez, sorry. But we were talking via text about this. This team, Fantastic Four, which is four people, you think would make a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy. However, it just doesn't translate. So I look at it like the Hulk property, where you just can't figure out how to make a solo movie with him and make it interesting. So you put them as a side characters. You make them be on the ship in Avengers 3. You know, like they're like the scientists, or you know, you have use Thing or something like that with.
Well, you reference the characters. Like that's what you do, is you reference the universe that they are part of. And I mean, there are characters in the universe that are very interesting, like Silver Surfer.
The problem with this is they're a whole team of four people with their very distinct origin, and they should have been able to have their own movie, but they screwed it up so many times now that no one wants to see them on the big screen anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I mean,
so
either way.
I almost feel, I mean, it's not like the idea of them in a movie was bad, but they just did it so bad so far, too recently, that no one's going to want to see that for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not convinced that since, you know, Fox and Marvel have not been playing nice at all, really, I'm not sure why they would just hand over the rights, even though they clearly can't do much of anything with them anymore.
I think that, there's a clause with Spider-Man, there's a clause with Fantastic Four. I don't think there is one with X-Men. I don't know. There's different contracts, but I know that they have to make a movie within a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So if this movie sequel – the thing is, the movie just came out this year. So even if they do delay it for 5 years, it's still – doesn't revert back to Marvel. I think it's a 7-year contract.
And I mean, so this could also just mean they're going to try again.
No, with a totally they will never thing. Try again. No.
I mean, it's not like Fox doesn't have money themselves.
This one lost so much money, though.
It's true.
It will never be profitable for them, ever.
Okay, so here's the contract clause, just for those wondering. It's a 10-year contract where they have to just since they have to use the characters. Doesn't have to make a movie, but they have to use the characters.
Right.
So they could show up in an X-Men film or an X-Factor. Exactly. Or
they'll show up on the TV series you guys talked about.
Well, does it have to be on the big screen?
I'm fairly certain. Because the TV deal doesn't count this because they didn't have a TV deal until the summer with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So, so whatever. This is, like you said, nobody cares about this team. The comic book is dead because of this argument. I never really liked the Fantastic Four anyways.
Even as a kid, I knew they were dumb. I was like, wow, the guy's an orange rock. Awesome.
I'm sure there are going to be people that are pissed at us for saying this. I'm sure there's Fantastic
Four. Well, the thing about them is, you read like Marvel 10 years ago, like the comics, they're referenced a lot and they're considered one of the one of the originals and one of the more revered teams. Like you have people in the Avengers or like Maria Hill as a director of S.H.I.E.L.D. saying it's like, oh, the Fantastic Four is in another dimension. If we would get them, we'd get talk to them, but now we have to settle for the Avengers. That is literally what she said.
That's the most forced bullshit ever. Like, I'm sorry, Jim, I don't think we have any fans that actually listen to this podcast that are fans of Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any?
Nope. Prove me wrong. Email us. Tweet us.
Yeah. Okay. They used to be revered, It was sort of a big deal when Spider-Man joined their team. It was sort of a big deal when Johnny Storm got killed.
It was a big deal because it was Spider-Man. They're going to get a good character on the fucking comic.
And Reed Richards is normally considered the smartest guy in the universe.
Have you guys considered this possibility? The Fantastic Four can show up in the Spider-Man movie? Because that is kind of part of his origin, if you remember.
It is.
What?
You're not look at it another way here. If Marvel does have the property rights back to Fantastic Four, they still are working on the new Spider-Man movie, which in case he can – he basically goes there to try to join the Fantastic Four and they like laugh at him and – not laugh at him but tell him he's doing everything for the wrong reasons.
Wait, what are you talking about? In what continuity is that a thing?
Amazing Spider-Man, number one.
The movie?
No. The comic books. But it could be a possibility in the movie universe because they could have
back then. That's back when Fantastic Four actually mattered.
That's what I'm saying. But they could use that and bring him back into the light after this by using him with Spider-Man.
I really doubt. Okay, so Spider-Man is going to be done by Sony with help from Marvel. I'm pretty sure Marvel's going to be like, "You want to put the Fantastic Four in your Spider-Man movie? Let's rethink that. Let's talk about that."
Marvel, yeah, but Marvel. The deal between Marvel and Sony is they can use each other's properties now.
We don't know if such a deal exists with Fox now.
But if the rights reverted back to Marvel, Sony has every right to use these properties.
It could happen. I doubt it. Movie,
obviously. They could reference them by name.
The only reason why they would do that is kind of one of my points before, is that Marvel has all these plans going ahead for the next few years without Fantastic Four characters.
Well, Spider-Man wasn't in those plans either, so they could...
I know, but Spider-Man you can make room for. The Fantastic Four, who gives a shit? But the idea is if they want to include them, then they can throw them in the same movie because they already made that room. That's the only reason why that would make sense.
The other reason is how do you follow up a villain like Thanos? You follow it up with Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
I think that ship has sailed.
What?
I think that ship has sailed.
The problem is, again, Doctor Doom was in all these fantastic, well, two of the three mediocre to awful Fantastic Four movies that we saw in the last 15 years.
If you make him the overall big bad like they're doing with Thanos, like make it across a couple movies, they could do a Secret Wars almost.
I mean, the thing is, if you reboot someone too soon, people don't like it. And I think Amazing Spider-Man proved that. You know, casual people are like, why is there another Spider-Man again?
But we're getting another one anyways again next year.
Well,
year after, but yeah, we're almost at the end of this year, so.
I know, and that'll be three within the decade.
Yeah, but that'll show you that people do.
Will show me. Once again, you're predicting that the world is going to stop when this Spider-Man movie comes out.
No. I'm telling you you're looking at this wrong. I'm telling you you're looking at it like the hype behind Spider-Man was dead. You're right. Because it's a Sony property and they've already tried to reboot it a few times. This is going back to Marvel. And if the movie's done properly and it's good, it's going to do well, Mike. That's the difference. Like, it's not that it's been rebooted three times.
You know which movies were terrible?
The final movie was good.
Spider-Man 3 was terrible, but it did well. Doing well is all about the momentum that you have going into it more than how good the movie is.
Well, you got to start your momentum from someplace.
That's true, but there's no momentum when something's, you know, tired.
Yeah. It's a shame that Spider-Man's not going to be in another movie that does have a lot of hype going for it.
But see, how they're doing Spider-Man makes sense. They're not bringing his movie
out. It's like if only Spider-Man could guest star in a movie
that's
coming out.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to commercialize, like, advertise him in a movie.
Man, if only an event could exist.
Yeah.
That would highlight Spider-Man in such a manner that would cause a war.
Like, you know he's going to be in that for like 5 minutes.
Almost like a Civil War, Tony, between factions.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be in that movie for 5 minutes.
He's still going to be in the movie, and everybody's going to be like, oh, I got to go see that when it comes out. At that point, it's going to be enough advertising to hype Spider-Man to have his movie do well.
If he comes off looking good, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all banks on the...
I'm like 99% certain that the entire thing with Civil War is going to be to hype Spider-Man up and make him look like
but they already badass. Like made most of the movie and shoehorned him in later. I don't expect him to be a focus of that movie.
No, because they brought him back to film a lot more, Mike. Originally he was only supposed to be in it for a few minutes and now they said they shot a lot more scenes, so it's more like 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes.
Alright, we'll see. I guess the way Marvel plans things ahead so much, it's the same thing. I don't see them like
here's the thing.
Rearranging things that much.
And I hate to say this about people who like Black Panther. I don't know a lot
that's
of
why, either, yeah.
But that role was the Spider-Man role. And now I think – you don't think that they rewrote it now that they have Spider-Man? You don't think that they just substituted in Spider-Man for some of those scenes?
Probably for some of it, but how much was Black Panther going to really be involved in the movie anyway?
My point was he was going to be greatly involved with the movie because he was kind of filling in for Spider-Man's role. That's my point.
I remember reading the Civil War. Spider-Man, you know,
plays a major part?
No, not really. He's just there and he switches sides.
That was like the biggest thing to come out of the entire event aside from...
If you're a Spider-Man fan, yeah, but Civil War comic, if you read the Civil War comic and you don't read the Spider-Man Civil War or anyone else's, the core Civil War comic, he's a footnote.
What?
This guy,
he's a footnote in the core.
This is the guy that thinks Wolverine's a bigger hero than Spider-Man.
He was until they buried him. Listen, he was a footnote. I read it. I'll bring you the comic and show you. He's like not really that important to the storyline. Civil War is about Captain America and Iron Man.
Sure, that's the main part, but then the... I don't want to get into this. Let's just move on.
It's going to be a long podcast. Okay. Doctor Strange cast confirmed. Sticking with Marvel news here. So what do we have here?
Pretty much Rachel McAdams is in it, and so is the guy who is Hannibal, although we don't know what role.
And the villain from Casino Royale.
Mads Mikkelsen or something like that?
Yeah, he's the villain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was the crying guy?
So he's going to be, well, yes, blood, right? Blood Tears?
Yeah, yeah, he's a Blood Tears guy.
The Chief? No, he's probably the villain, right?
He's probably the villain.
You would think. I don't think he could play a hero.
It would be awesome.
Definitely weird.
I now know that heroes can play villains because David Tennant, in an upcoming conversation we're going to have about Jessica Jones.
He's a villain, kind of, in Harry Potter.
Oh, it's true. I forgot about his Barty Crouch.
Barty Crouch? What did you say?
What?
Is that who he played?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it right. Oh, my God, I had it right.
It's not Crouch, though, Mike.
Crouch, I said.
I know. Okay. I know what you said.
Oh. I don't know. You're just saying sounds. I don't know anything about that shit.
Anyways, so, Doctor Strange cast confirmed. That's good. I mean, Rachel McAdams, this is all kind of rumored around anyways. I'm glad they took
it. Yeah,
they're filming it already, and now they confirm it? That's ridiculous. All right, Riddick 4 and a new TV series actually got announced from Vin Diesel today.
Why?
Or not today, a couple days ago. Sunday.
Because he can. Doesn't he have his own production company?
Yeah, essentially he works with Universal at distribution, so he basically pitched it to the Universal, who waited to see the sales of the latest Riddick movie, which were good on DVD, so they decided to make another one.
I remember seeing that in theaters, and it was completely mediocre.
Yeah, I would say it was
mediocre. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was not
It was better good. Than the second movie, but not as good as Pitch Black, which was just amazing. I love Pitch Black. You guys, I mean, that's a good movie. Like, but it's a different style movie. This is all sci-fi.
Like Pitch Black,
yeah, sci-fi was that's all sci-fi. I mean, that kind of had a sci-fi element, but it was more of a horror, like a thriller, than anything, right?
It was it reminded me more like the aliens type of a movie than this sort of space. I don't even know how to describe the newest Riddick, but it's like a space superhero bullshit. I don't know how else would you describe it.
So they're gonna have a movie called Furia.
What? As in,
which is, I guess,
Max?
Yeah, kind of a weird name. No, but they mentioned it in the movie.
No, yeah. Furia, that's who they are. I mean, that's their planet or something, right?
That's where they're from. So that's going to be the movie. And then Merc City is the TV series, which I'm guessing is sci-fi, but we'll find out. I don't want to mean to stereotype it.
What's it called?
Merc City.
Oh, Merc City.
No, Mercs and Bounty Hunters. That's what it's going to be about.
Oh, yeah. Very original.
Not a bad premise, but I'm guessing it's a sci-fi special.
Well, what do we know where network's picking it up or?
Nope, not a clue. Not a clue yet.
Sci-fi.
I'm gonna guess sci-fi. Yes. All right. So that's cool. He loves that character. He loves, and he's a cool guy. He plays D&D. Owns it. Yeah, he owns his own gaming company, production company, plays D&D. He's a cool guy.
He's
as I stop with
you. He's all right.
All you
he's
can
okay,
geek approved.
All right. Samuel L. Jackson. Talking about... what?
Yeah. I don't know why this means anything, but go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. These actors are... contracted for a certain amount of movies, and Chris Evans already has stated he wants to stop acting. So, basically, he said, for those wondering, he said that the superhero roles can be recast.
Can be recast or will be recast?
Can be. He doesn't see a reason why not, because they're interchangeable. They're just the character. Anybody can play them.
Mm-hmm.
As his contract is coming up, by the way.
I mean, Batman, Spider-Man.
Got a lot of them. We just talked about how that hurts a franchise sometimes, though.
Not if you just pick up, if you keep it in the same, you know, you make it the same movie, though. You just have a new, it's like James Bond. You don't try to tell an origin.
It's kind of its own thing, though. It's different.
All right, Doctor Who.
That sort of all works like
that's part of the story.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. So you may recast Captain America, but you're not rebooting his events. It's all happened. It's just a new guy playing Captain America, an actor.
Yeah, I mean, and they did that somewhat successfully with Hulk.
Yep.
Of course, and he had to not have his own movie. But
War Machine?
War Machine was kind of an ancillary character, but yeah.
So, well, he's, you know,
on
Team A or Team B, wherever you want to call them, on the Avengers, the new Civil War, he'll be on Team A.
As this very article says, it's a little different, though, with a, you know, someone like Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man or Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, because they've been these characters for so long and they've, like, kind of owned it and it's become part of them, then it's a little bit different than, you know, War Machine showing up in one movie and being different afterwards, you know? So he's right, but he's not that right, and it's not like he makes these decisions anyway.
Yeah. All right. Birds of Prey movie possibly in the works. Thank you, DC.
Why?
Well, apparently the rumor is that Black Canary is going to cameo in Justice League, but not have a role in Justice League. Why would they – you have like – Aquaman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Shazam, Superman, Batman in Justice League. Why would you have Black Canary just show up?
It's not even going to be Black Canary, probably. It's going to be Laurel or some crappy
Why have her show up? Like, just don't try to shoehorn other heroes into this movie. It's already big, and I don't believe it can work.
Okay.
So, like, I'm sorry. I just don't think you can have that team together, because I don't know if DC characters can translate in the movies.
Wow, you are really drinking the Kool-Aid now.
What just
happened with the Dark Knight trilogy, at least the first two?
He's not a superhero. He is a superhero, but he's
for the
powers.
Love of God.
Okay. He's a superhero, but he doesn't
have powers. And there's never been a good Superman movie either? Ever?
Okay. I mean, seriously, the Superman 2... That's like the most popular Superman movie of all time. And was that really good?
It was good at the time.
It wasn't that good. I'm just saying, I don't think that their characters can... Like Green Lantern sucked. Man of Steel, arguably.
Some people love that movie.
I didn't love it. I liked it. I thought it was okay. I just don't think... I don't know. I don't think that... They haven't proven that they can show...
Well, they just haven't... executed
a superhero,
well.
Superpowered movie, it worked. They haven't shown that yet, because Batman works because he's a billionaire guy with gadgets and but he's a normal guy. He's vulnerable. These other guys have powers that are just ridiculous, and I don't know if
like Hulk.
Yes, but that's the point. The Hulk didn't translate to a movie. It didn't work.
That's true.
Jessica Jones, which we're going to get into in a second, she is superpowered. Like, can fly, pretty much. But that wasn't the focus.
Controlled falling.
No one knows what her powers are.
But, no, she doesn't. It's funny how she says it's a controlled falling. So she can leap, like the Hulk. But they didn't focus on that at all in the show. There was nothing about that. It was psychological. Like, that's how you fix it. But I don't know. They have yet to prove, DC has yet to prove, that they can have a superpowered movie that's good. How about that? So they're going to do a team of these and then add more? Come on. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're going to get a taste of a team up with Suicide Squad. You're going to get the Man of Steel movie, which is going to basically – or not Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, which is basically a team-up movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all their movies are going to be team-up movies.
Well, Suicide Squad is more of those lower-level people anyway, even though they're mostly villains. So you'll get some of your more down-to-earth characters that way.
Yeah. I don't know. So we'll see about that. But Birds of Prey, anyways, is rumored to be spinning off.
Who cares?
I love the tagline. I love the tagline in this article. Did you click on the Star Wars one, guys?
Nope.
The tagline is, "Don't get cocky, kid."
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have talked about this. Star Wars The Force Awakens. I think it has a chance to beat The Avengers, and I think I've said this.
Which Avengers? First or second?
Second. I said it could beat Jurassic World, actually. Let me rephrase that. I said it could. I would certainly
expect it to, but.
But projections are 170 right now, guys.
And what do these projections mean, though? Like, just the pre-orders?
No, it broke records with pre-orders. Box office. Yeah.
I know, but then why are the. I don't understand, like, what they see then at this point.
It's basically because no movie in December.
Nothing comes out at this time.
Yeah. No movie has ever opened over more than 100 million. So 170 in December is remarkable. But
this should be. This should. I mean, I would expect this to hit 200.
I would too. I mean, you're going to get people coming out of the woodwork who haven't seen a movie in like 20 years to watch this.
I mean, it's already done 50 million in presale tickets. Right. Mm-hmm. It's 50 million made right now, and it's not even opened yet.
I mean, I also bought multiple days, but.
Although it does have. It probably will see a lot, you know, week two and three as well, because people will be traveling for the holidays, and some people, you know, again, are the rare moviegoers who don't need to see something right when it comes out, too, so they'll wait to get, like, an available ticket. So, who knows? It could be more spread out than we think. It may not have the greatest opening weekend, so maybe this is right. I don't know.
We'll see. All right, we're coming up to it quick, so we'll know soon.
But I still think it's going to be huge.
I still think
it's going to hit 200.
It's got to be 208 to beat Jurassic World. So
it's going to get to 200.
I mean, they are predicting 170, so if it got to 200, it wouldn't be that far off. I mean, 30 million here and there is a lot for other movies. But when you're talking numbers this big, it's not
crazy.
That big.
You know what's crazy though is the studio is obviously they've been budgeting for a weaker opening. Then they have to have, if knowing the stats from December, you got to know that your movie's going to open at like they're saying 170. The experts, so they probably knew this as well. That's kind of crazy, considering the pre-sales you just had. You got to be wondering. I don't know. I just don't see it, like you said. So we'll see. Let's get into what we've been up to. Let's do the normal stuff real quick, because a couple of us – I'd love to talk about Jessica Jones, by the way, listeners. Tony and I will discuss it shortly here, but we'll do a spoiler cast without a doubt on this series. Mm-hmm. Tony, did you finish it, by the way?
No, I'm 2 episodes left.
So I spent Saturday, just the whole Saturday. I probably watched 10 episodes on Saturday. I think I watched all of it. It was like 2:30 in the morning when I finished it. And I watched some of it Friday night, obviously. I think I watched 3 episodes. I watched 9 on Saturday. Or not 9, 8. 10. No, I did, right? 10. No, I left. You know what? I didn't let the last.
You watched all of it in 2 days.
Yeah, essentially. So I'm finished with it. Fantastic show. God, what an amazing show. We can just get into that right now, real quick. A short, spoiler free, listeners, and then we'll do a spoiler cast after. Corey, have you watched it?
Yes, I have. I did not finish it.
Okay, so how far are you?
Halfway. It's all in the text messages that you responded to.
Come on, I don't know what I'm doing. Come on. All right, but the listeners don't know this.
Well, no, I understand, but you're like acting like Tony's the only one that's seen it. So I was like, you were there when on the text messages. Yeah. I don't know why you're acting this way.
All right, so guys, general consensus, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's good.
You're not giving fantastic, you'll get good.
Ah, fantastic's got bad rep right now.
Bad connotations.
But I'm trying to bring that back. We can take it back.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. No, it's a really good show, and Netflix is not missing with their Marvel shows, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Tony, I know you love it. What's your favorite aspect of it, essentially? What's the draw for you?
It really actually is the characters, and I just think Jessica Jones is really quite fascinating, not to be Kilgrave-ish or anything like that, but just the fact that she, you know, like we talked after the New York Comic Con preview episode that we got to see at the convention, she really is just a broken, damaged character. And just seeing how she deals with things, like somebody who wants to be a hero but often fails or stumbles along the way, it's not something that you see quite often. Like, you know, you look at any of the popular, you know, comic book movies or even the other television shows that are, you know, syndicated, nobody really does that. So it's an interesting angle. It's kind of refreshing, actually, to be like, yeah, not everything can always go your way. And the show is just a constant reminder that, yep, things are probably going to get fucked up along the way. And just the way that she deals with it is just so interesting, because you might expect somebody to be sad. She just deals with it with sarcasm. You know, somebody might want to be sad, and she's like, heh, whatever, she finds it funny. You know, just it's interesting. She's a unique character, and I really think that she does, like, not only the character itself, but the actress really brings it out, and it's just fascinating watching that show.
Yeah, I mean, the failure rate of her being so a hero, it's just so high. The oh shit moments, just like, wow. It's just like, there's so many moments in this, they're just like, the Marvel, this is the dark Marvel. Netflix is the dark Marvel. It really is.
Mm-hmm. They really have to erase that, that the comic book, I forget what their comic books are called, but the darker ones, like Punisher, aka Jessica Jones.
Max.
Yes.
The Max line.
Mm-hmm. Really, yeah, I mean, you know what's funny is, like, I didn't know any. Again, another character I know a little bit about, Daredevil, but not a ton. And I loved that show. Like, I mean, that was my Halloween costume. I love Daredevil. This I have obviously no idea about her character, and it just was really great to learn about her. Like, they made it so amazing the way they mixed up the you know, the flashbacks. They had a couple flashbacks to give you some of her origin. And then they have even, like, Luke Cage is in the show, and I didn't know anything about his character, but I'm psyched to see his show now. It just got me really hyped for this universe that they're building, their mini universe in the Netflix world. The only thing I noticed also, by the way, these are shared universes. They have yet to actually say a superhero name on their show.
They'll be vague. They'll be like, oh, you know, like the big green guy or something like that, but they'll never name drop anything.
But they won't even name drop their own characters.
Right, which is interesting.
Because Daredevil was not mentioned by name, and he was mentioned by reference.
Oh, was he? I might have missed
it. Not there yet, but but I'm keeping it spoiler free. But Daredevil was
mentioned. Corey's so pissed right
now. Why?
I don't know. He's just like, wait, what?
No, I mean, those are the things that, like, are cool to see.
Catch.
You know, for the first time. Like, oh, that's cool. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have rather not known that at all. But
it's fine. No. It's no. Trust me, it's not a spoiler. Trust me. I don't give you guys spoilers. It's fine. It's not like I'm talking about.
It's not that it's a spoiler, Jim. It's not that I'm saying it's a spoiler. I'm just saying that those things. Oh, that's cool. That's neat that they did that. That's all. Like, that's
not. It was an Easter egg spoiler, Jim.
Right. No, but I.
You ruined it, Jim. You ruined it. Okay.
You don't even know how it's going to happen. How is a spoiler really a spoiler? If you don't know how it's going to happen, you have to watch it anyways. You'd be like, oh, there it is. It wasn't ruined because you have no idea when it's coming.
Oh, my God. Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's just – come on, Corey. You got to say spoilers before that.
Who's Luke, by the way?
Anyways, so yeah, fantastic series. Mike, really got to get around to watching it. It's awesome. Like – wow. Right. Like I said, no idea who this character was beforehand. And again, the villain. Let's get to the villain here, because we talked about Jessica Jones and her broken world of being a hero. But she got torn down from a villain. And this guy just systematically destroyed her. And he's, like, hell-bent on destroying her now. Like, he is Marvel's Joker. I said it on the phone on our text messaging today. The guy is comparable to Joker, the way he acts in the series.
He does embody the chaos element really well. And No.
I think he's more about I don't think it's chaos. He's not looking for, like, anarchy in the streets and, like, broken down society.
Right, not anarchy, but I mean chaos and, like, I don't know. Every time you see him or hear him doing bad things, like, I always felt like, I don't know what's going to happen. And, like,
yeah,
he surprised me, like, both on both ends of the spectrum. You're like, oh, well, that wasn't one I was expecting. And, you know, just,
it's also really tough to talk about him without giving a spoiler.
Right, exactly. So that's so, being very vague.
Yeah. David Tennant, again, who played Doctor Who, he's my favorite Doctor, actually. For those who don't know, he was in the – oh, geez. What year was that? I forget. Two Doctors ago. But he fantastic job as this villain. Like, just – you don't really know what to expect. Like you said, you don't know what to expect with him. And it's just like, what's he going to do next here? Is this person going to die, or is this person – and then he's – like, he idolizes Jessica Jones, essentially. He, like, he is like the Joker with Batman. You know how the Joker, like sees Batman as his necessity with him, but, like, they complete each other?
Yeah,
it's like the same.
I really understand you. You're getting
breaking up?
You're too robot-y a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I can't help that. I'm sorry. But where was I? Where did I break up at?
Real excited about Kilgrave. And I agree, he's a great villain. I think that we need to really table this, though, for spoilers. Yeah.
Okay. We'll table it. We'll talk about it. We'll do a spoiler cast. It's a great show.
It's a good
if you're
show.
Not watching it, watch
definitely
it.
Worth yeah. watching by far. Well, the best thing on Netflix right now.
It's arguably better than Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I mean,
Daredevil. My opinion.
It's tough to call it.
So far what I've seen, it's better than Daredevil.
Yeah. Like, Daredevil was really good for the action, but this is just it's fascinating. It really is a unique comic book.
There is no way I'm going to like this as much as you guys are hyping it up.
Probably not.
But we did it with Daredevil, and you liked Daredevil, didn't we?
Yeah, but
I did.
Mike
like
is
Daredevil.
A sexist, so
oh.
I went there.
I forgot about that. we're only kidding. Right.
Half kidding.
Oh,
no, we'll see. I kind of already see where Mike's. I have a guess of where he's going to come from, so it'll be interesting to talk about.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on then. So let's talk about our normal shows. Anybody watch The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally got our answers.
Yeah,
oh,
that's about
God.
It.
That was the most drawn out shit. Like. I was just like, oh, wow, man, it's not like we saw that coming. Like, Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Did they really need 3 episodes to confirm that?
Spoiler
well,
alert, I guess.
They wasted some time on purpose. That was all right. I didn't mind it.
We're being vague either way. People know what we're talking about to watch the show. So, but it was not like – nobody believed it anyways.
No.
So whatever.
The real problem was everything else that happened in this episode was kind of meaningless.
Of the ending, but I like how they tease that the entire episode nobody noticed that.
It's like, huh, that house is making some weird creaking noises.
Yeah.
I guess you sort of drown out everything you hear out there, though, considering everything else that's going on out there.
Man, like, I mean, I guess. Let's talk about that fucking dumbass, the son of the mayor, like, just like trying to. I was like, man, like, what is the best case scenario here? Like, I don't understand.
I loved Rick's response to his mom. He's like, I had the opportunity to run right past him because there was an opening. Yeah. He's like – he looked at it like – and I didn't even notice that too. Like when that whole sequence was going on, I'm just like, why is this guy doing this? But the entire time, like, I didn't even think about them running through that and getting help. Yeah. No, Rick's like, I could have, and I decided to stay. I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome. But like he assessed the situation already. I thought that was pretty cool.
This whole season, this whole dynamic sort of seems like a pretty straightforward, allegory for, you know, returning veterans and, like, normal citizens and how, given a bad situation, like, how do the veterans look at the citizens? How do the citizens look at the veterans? I almost look at it that way because it's like...
I mean, like, the civilians and the army in Battlestar Galactica. Remember that, Corey?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea here. Same idea.
And what was interesting is we're seeing Will Rick soften a little bit because he does – the lesson is that like he's trying to do this thing. He's not afraid to like maybe sacrifice himself even though it was stupid. But he's like, yeah, I'm willing to do this. But if I told you about this idea, you wouldn't have listened to me because you don't think I know what I'm doing at all. And Rick is like, well, yeah, I probably wouldn't have listened to you.
It's like You shouldn't even listen to you. So, yeah, of course I'm not going to listen to you.
So, I don't know. He might soften a little.
Adama did a little bit, Battlestar.
I just don't care. I want all these Alexandrians to die. They're useless.
They will, eventually. Don't worry. They're not going to keep them there the entire – at the end of the season, they'll
I'm
be
I'm honestly surprised there's so many left.
I mean, there may be something coming up next episode, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, there's going to be some fat cut next episode.
Some fallout.
Trimming the fat. Calling the weak.
Yeah. You gotta, it's only the strong.
Oh, we still don't know who the walkie-talkie was. I kind of think it was Rick.
Yeah, maybe last week took concurrent with next week's episode.
Probably.
Rick.
Well, who else could it be at this point?
It kind of sounded like him to me, even though everyone was like, Rick wouldn't say that. I'm like, maybe not, but it sounded the most like him to me. Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll see. it's not even that important who it is now, to be honest.
Flash, guys.
Flash. What happened in Flash?
Flash was fun. Grodd.
I don't remember at all.
It's Grodd.
It was Grodd. I'm not a big fan of Grodd, so.
I fell asleep at the end, so I don't know.
Grodd is a big ass gorilla.
That
was my favorite. That was my favorite line in that one.
Yeah.
Barry couldn't get his speed up because he was filling an edit.
He was paralyzed for a while. Oh, and the seeds of your friend Patty becoming annoying are starting to sprout.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's just like, why don't you trust me with your secret? One of those again.
That had to happen, though. I mean, you all expect it. It's just
I know, but how many
detective, man? Come on.
Yeah, and Iris was a journalist, and so was Lois Lane on Smallville. You know, it's the same superhero girl tension thing that it's just every time, all the time.
Yep. Ugh. Until she goes full force, and she goes full Felicity. I don't care.
All right.
Got to give someone the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
It was an okay episode. I mean, it was sort of silly how much they wanted to like harken
Flash's
to.
Flash's dad was there.
To King Kong, yeah. Flash's dad was there, and he's like, Earth 2? And then he, I don't know if, especially the way it was cut in the, previously on Flash. I don't know if my prediction that Flash dad could be who I said he was is true or not, but
it's not true.
All right, well, we'll see. Or that one that we think is Earth 1 is Earth 2.
Oh, God. Anyways. Yeah, so Flash wasn't so eventful. I mean, it was a little bit. It was kind of filler.
Yeah.
Arrow?
Arrow. People thought this was the best episode of the season.
I did.
I don't remember.
A good episode?
Exactly. No, I mean, I don't know what like made it stick out more.
This was with Diggle's brother.
Diggle's brother, right.
Yeah.
So Diggle...
I felt like there was not much annoying going on.
I thought Diggle was completely annoying the whole episode.
Everybody, Diggle has some issues. He has trust issues now.
Yeah, everybody is okay to have one of these kind of episodes. It's the ongoing issues that you have. Like, as long as it gets ironed out and you move on, I'm okay with Diggle having an episode like this. I don't want him being like this for like five episodes or let's say three seasons.
But... It is funny, like, my brother's watching this with me, and he's just like, does anyone stay dead on this show?
No. It's comic books, man. I think even Felicity made a joke about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, but...
They're all going to show up in that other show, so...
Yeah.
But,
which, by the way, has got a launch date for January 21st.
Can't wait for that.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with his brother now, because this is kind of the first storyline that actually is... self-contained that they've done in a little while because everything else has been setting
it's
up.
It's not going to be self-contained.
This is a crossover tonight.
Is it?
Yeah,
there's
this is the Hawkman.
No, there's nothing on tonight.
Next week.
Yeah.
Crossover event.
No, that's their big crossover event coming up. But I mean, I don't know, the Diggle's brother storyline. I don't think that has anything to do with the other show.
No, so. I don't think so either. But I just feel like – I mean that's why I don't know where they're going to fit this one in because I thought they're both – I thought both shows had a crossover. Are they only doing one for Flash?
I don't know. I think they both are. I think they're trying to make a big
Yeah, I thought they do like a two-hour, essentially a two-hour episode for Legends of Tomorrow, I thought. That's what
we'll see how it goes, but I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it, I guess.
Hey, we'll see.
I just want them to get kind of those characters out of there, because there's just too many characters right now.
There's a big cast. I'd like it to get back to simple.
I hate Arrow.
We know this. All right. What else do we talk about normally? Is those are the three?
Shield.
Oh, Shield. Yep. And it's been a week, so now it's what happened in that episode?
Evil Ward.
Oh yeah, Ward.
Ward
has the best fight scenes on the show. The
Ward
opening
is
that
most
was
interesting
was
and
fantastic.
Best character. I mean, he's really good on the show.
Like it sucks because like so often I'm like rooting for him to like I need you to lose or die just because like you're so smug. But I'm like but you're so interesting. Like
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually really like this episode now that I remember it. Because I thought that was a great scene early on.
I thought the ending of the episode too with Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was great with Lash.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you get a little bit of the Fitzsimmons drama is, you know, continued in a meaningful way.
Yep, that's
terrific.
And CW
you get, mm-hmm. And you do get things tying together a little Seinfeld-like, as far as I'm concerned. But I guess it works out. You know how in Seinfeld every character has their own storyline and they come together in some unlikely way to be funny. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I felt at the end of this episode, the way the two storylines tied back together with Hydra's origins and stuff like that. I'm like,
I guess that gets the woman off the hook, right?
I guess.
I mean, yeah, she's fine, I guess. So that's interesting, but it seemed a little too neat, maybe, but whatever.
Yeah. So it will be a continuous love interest then for...
Who knows? How continuous can anything be for them?
I'm pretty certain she's going to get killed off anyways, so.
Pretty soon, probably. Are they also in a break, or is everyone just on break for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I didn't know what the schedule was tonight. I thought the...
They're not on tonight either.
Oh, then they are. Everybody's on break.
But are they on break for just this week, or are we already in mid-season?
No, mid-season's coming up, but it's... like. I think it's end of December you have the mid-season break, don't you?
Well, isn't this whole Legends of Tomorrow thing going to be the break for the other two shows on WB? Or CW, I mean.
Well, they filmed... Mark Hamill just filmed his thing. That's episode 12. They're filming for next half already. I don't know. I don't know what the break is. I'm sorry, listeners. I don't know when the break's going to be. We can look it up if we want to take some time and do that, but I don't.
Whatever.
All right, what else have we been up to? I have watched more Goldbergs. I had something else I was going to talk about. I can't remember what it was.
You watched Into the Badlands yet?
Oh, I didn't watch the new episode. I heard it was even better than the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
I'm happy because, you know, when you watch those previews, you're like, this show is going to be terrible. And then you find out that it's not, and you're happy. That's the kind of – that's awesome. That's what we're going through right now.
I saw about a half hour of it, and it was – I mean, I had no idea what was going on, but
– yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Seems like the story is a little all over the place.
Did you guys watch one or two? Or?
I have not seen it because I actually can't find it on streaming yet, so –
I just watched a half of the second episode, the first half, I think, and I'm like, all right, that's enough.
So that's all I've been watching. What I've been up to, I've been playing Fallout 4, mm-hmm. which I think a few of us have been playing. Okay, so last week, for those wondering, well, last week as in a couple days ago, thank you, Corey, on our podcast, we mentioned that we were playing Fallout 4, and I've been playing a hell of a lot more Fallout 4 now that I got past a certain point. Like, there's that entry. There's an entry. There really is an entry of 6 hours or so before it just takes off. It's not even 6 hours. I probably could have gone down to Diamond City and gotten into the story almost immediately. I just did all the side quests.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny now for me is like I'm not doing enough side quests. And I'm thinking now I'm just doing the main story. I'm level 6, almost level 17.
I've been trying to balance myself.
Yeah, see, I kind of want to know. I kind of want to continue the story. Like, the way I play my games is, like, if I'm into what's going on, I want to continue it. Like, it's when the story takes a break, then I'll go do some side quests, and then I'll come back to it. Like, there's obvious breaks, you know what I mean? There's, like, pauses where you can go do other things, but then there's, like, that's continuous true. Stuff. I'd like to do all of that. And I felt like the last string I was just on, I probably was in a little over my head, and I still pulled it out. But I was in a – like, I power armored some of the stuff. Like that Deathclaw text I gave you guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went out to the that glowing place, the radiation place.
Yeah, that's the first really hard story part, I thought.
It was easy. I was going through Radex and everything. I was rolling through it, and then the Deathclaw just sits. You kind of need the
power
sits.
Armor for that.
Yeah. No, I was doing fine, but then the Deathclaw, you know, it's there, and there's no around it. There's no. It hunts you down. The other death claws. There was two death claws outside the city when I first got Dan's on my team from the Brotherhood, and we were gonna go. Oh, not Dan's. It was the I had the detective, and I had used my dog to hunt down Kellogg. So yeah. I was hunting down Kellogg, and there were two death claws outside the city, and I kind of went around them. They didn't come after me. They were fighting each other, so I just got past that.
Pretty cool.
This time I could not get around it because he came at me every.
I think he's always going to come at you when you're in that area.
Yeah, so brought the power armor, rolled through him, got that stuff done, went after the what are they called? The agents of the institute.
Something with
Corsair.
Corsair, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just did that, but that whole section was actually pretty rough. But I got through it, so I just finished that part.
See, I did that, but right now I am level 27, 28. So because I did a lot more other side stuff, I really.
So you just did that part.
Yeah, I stopped after that. Pretty much because I knew that I saw where the location was for the glowing sea or whatever, and I saw it was so far away. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do some side stuff first. I'm not gonna trek all the way there and. For a little while, so I went there in power armor. I had a fat man. I hit that death claw with. I was ready for that, even though it was still hard. I died once or twice.
Yeah, but, I just picked up my first fat man. I never picked one up.
I picked
one up at the end of that mission.
I've sold three so far. I've had like four.
You sold them?
You only need one. They're so freaking heavy. So if I have one and I get another one, I'll sell it the next time I get a chance.
I have two missile launchers. I only need one.
Yeah, sell your second missile launcher.
Yeah.
Oh, make sure you get your barter up good enough, though, because you get screwed. Take some mentats. Wear your most charismatic uniform.
Yep.
Yeah, I have that. I have my sweater vest.
I wish you could make goddamn, preset, like, I don't know, load.
Yeah,
loadouts, yeah, whatever like that, because
yeah, like your
yes,
you your charisma loadout, your
the diplomacy,
your light armor, your heavy armor, your
yeah,
your
like power armor. I as soon as I entered the city with the ghouls, I just changed right in my sweater vest, like immediately. But then I'm like, okay, what armor was I wearing? I'm like, what pieces? I got to figure this out when I left to go on the mission.
Yep.
But like I'm wearing my sweater vest because my charisma is a +2 charisma, so I'm like, there you go. So. Maxes out my charisma for me.
I got +5. I have a uniform that's +5 charisma for me.
Wow. I have 8 charisma already. So.
I have a hat, shade. No, I have mine at 5. I haven't leveled it up because I can get to 10 and pass pretty much all of those checks if I'm wearing the right thing.
So I'm trying to level my luck now because I heard that the mysterious guy is good to have as perk.
Mysterious stranger?
Yeah. Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he pretty much is a cheat.
Well, he's next for me.
So. But, yeah, I spent a lot of time on one side mission I really liked, actually, in Good Neighbor, this Silver Shroud. Have you done any of that?
No. I've done a lot of Brotherhood stuff. That's pretty much it.
I did the Silver Shroud side quest. You get an okay suit of armor for that. It's not that good, but it's a pretty funny side quest, and I would recommend... anyone spending some time to do it, you do get some interesting things, then it's just a fun little story.
Well, I've got to level up a little bit now, obviously.
Yeah, you can do that. The early parts of that are pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I've loved the game. I'm a little more of a Minuteman, really, than a Brotherhood person. I don't particularly trust the Brotherhood.
Oh, I'm sarcastic around them, because I'm the way I look at it is, I'm going to take over that Brotherhood. I'm going to run that.
The thing about the Brotherhood is how, like, I'm mad at them because they talk shit about Elder Lions, who I actually remember from the last game as being, like, you know, kind of like, especially in the, what is it called, Something of Steel expansion. He was, like, you know, your, like, best friend, sort of. Not best friend, but in Fallout 3, he was, like, who you wanted to impress. So, and now they're just like, ah, he sucks. This guy's better. He lost the mission. I'm like, screw you guys. You guys are assholes. But it's pretty fun that you can, like, choose. Well, we're not even to the point where we're going to have to choose. When you're at the end of the story, I hear you're going to have to choose. Some factions will face off against each other, which makes sense because some of them seem to have pretty...
It's just like the end of the section of the story, right? The story continues, right?
Yeah. But you can still sort of decide the fate of the Wasteland anyway.
I know you have a choice. I heard about the choice, but like I'm saying like the game, like when they get to the choice, it's like halfway through, or am I?
No, that's probably, it might even just be side quests. I'm not sure. Cause I stopped when we're supposed to find the railroad. Have you done that yet?
I'm doing that right now.
I haven't.
I have to find the Freedom Trail. Yeah, the Freedom
Trail. Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah, so.
I stopped there. I thought that was a side quest, too, that you could have done at any time, so that's interesting as well. But now it's part of the main mission.
It was a side quest, yeah. It's there. I marked it, but I can't find where the hell it is.
Apparently, it's kind of vague,
heard. Yeah, it's fine. We'll talk about it after the podcast. But yeah, so I'm enjoying the game quite a bit, unlike last time where I talked about it. I was not very impressed. I like the game a lot. So I haven't really been on Destiny too much. Corey?
Yeah, no, I understand. It's Fallout.
I popped on Battlefield, the other day.
Black Ops.
Yeah. I mean, I have Battlefront on my desk right here, too. I picked up Battlefront. I haven't
it's not. That's why I'm not getting it till Christmas. There's so no much, reason for I mean, it yet.
There's so much games right now, so.
So, I mean, Tony, enjoying your Fallout 4?
Yeah, I played nothing but Fallout. I mean, seriously.
How far are you?
I am doing the railroad thing. Like,
okay.
Like I just said, I did take a lot of time to like do a lot of auxiliary stuff and side quests and whatnot. The game is actually kind of starting to get too easy, so I think I have to ramp up the difficulty.
You level too much.
What level are you?
Like 30 something.
Ooh, yeah. So you're leveled higher than me now.
Jesus Christ! I'm at the same area you guys are. I'm 16.
What
27, 28,
And my power armor is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, like at this point, I have like 4 suits of them that I mix and match.
Yeah,
I like the one level?
I got from Brotherhood.
50 is max level. So yeah, that's coming down the pipeline. I feel kind of bad because like I don't know. I always go the route that like just exploits the shit out of any XP gain and stuff like that. Jim, I think you said you have a high luck, right? Or something like that? Or
no, I have a low luck, so I'm actually leveling that up now.
There's that one perk in the luck tree that's like idiot savant.
Idiot savant. Yeah,
apparently that is like so broken. It's just like, oh, you get triple XP from this quest or something like that. It's like word, like free level if your intelligence is low. But apparently even if your intelligence is high, it's still worth the 1 point investment because, I mean, it's a free proc apparently, so... Yeah, it's pretty dumb. But no, I'm really enjoying the game. I mean, with Fallout, it's all about the immersion, the experience. I do have a lot of qualms with the game, as much as I am enjoying it.
I have a lot of frame rate issues.
Yep, a lot of frame rate issues. Like I think on the PS4 it's kind of sluggish. I can't even imagine how it is on the Xbox One.
Now,
so,
see, Aaron wrote me on Twitter actually, one of our listeners. He said that he has not experienced aside from the frame rate drops, he says it's running good. I guess he hasn't experienced it as bad as we've been saying, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I've had a few minor issues. I did have one or two crashes, though.
Well, my coworker has it, and he's a PS4. He hasn't had any problems, he said, so...
I mean, again, we're putting in, like...
differently, so...
Yeah.
I mean, we're putting in pretty major hours.
Yeah, I probably put 40 hours in this game, so... I don't know. I mean, I like it a lot. I think it's awesome. Bethesda is really good at what they do good. But
I feel like the loot system is terrible. It's just annoying. It's just not. It's there's so much crap in the environment.
So here's the thing. In the old it's good and bad, right? I mean, in Fallout 3 and New Vegas, it didn't matter as much because you could just drop your junk because it's like, I'm just going to get captured this. But in this, it matters for your settlement shit. Like, there's so many times where I'm like, oh, cool, I found a desk fan. It weighs like 3 pounds, but I get like 2 screws and a gear out of it or something stupid.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like, I don't want to drop this, but I have to. And it's, it does make me mad. I think they needed to either be a little
not
more.
Not count junk towards your weight?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, cause really,
it'd be too easy then.
It's not. If that's a different side of the game, I'm not hardly playing. But it's like, it's all there. I'm like, this might be. If I want to get into it, I left a bag of cement on the ground. It's like 5 pounds. I'm not carrying that around. No. I get back to my settlement, and it's like, if you have a bag of cement, you can do this. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but it's well, even like. Go ahead.
The settlements do have a lot of things you can scrap. Like, have you done that?
Yeah,
I've been scrapping my weapons.
No, that's not the best thing to scrap. I mean, you can, but like the environment in most of the settlements, you can scrap most of it.
I just go. I'm like, you guys don't need this shit. You don't deserve this. Get the fuck out of here.
So, I mean, you can get some stuff there. I do wish, although I think it is a perk you can do later that you could sort of share a junk resource thing between settlements.
Oh, you have to do that. I don't understand how you cannot.
I haven't
that's
done that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if I get to a workbench, I should be able to throw my junk into a universal junk.
Well, yeah, you need a perk for it, though.
You need a perk. I haven't done that yet. So some of my settlements, like, I've just completely neglected because I'm like, well, I don't have this. I don't care enough to like run around for it. Most of my most of what I use those resources for is modding my weapons anyway. Mm-hmm. I've built up Sanctuary where I actually go back and like protect and keep all my companions. Everywhere else is pretty unprotected and underfed and everyone's pissed off and I don't really care because I'll worry about that later when I have that perk. But for now, I'm building up one and just building weapons.
Yeah, I mean, overall, like I said, the game has been very good, but there are the small gripes. So
I definitely think that we need to call out the technical issues, and not only that, but like, I just expected more from a Fallout 4
company,
on a new generation.
Wait, a company that's notorious for their glitches?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's awesome that they delivered the game this year, you know, instead of getting delayed. By the way, you got to watch Pixel still.
Yeah, I know I do. Sorry.
But
I'm probably going to watch it when it's 99-cent rental soon.
Yeah, need to hold them accountable. But that's all. I just wish the game did look a little better because,
yeah,
the character models are just so fucking ugly, and I hate talking to them.
They're much better though than they used to be. That's the most improved thing I think is the character models from this game to the last.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm playing as a male character. I hate the male voice actor. Like, I just don't think he does delivery well. The only
he sounds a lot like. I mean, it's not listed as him, but he sounds a lot like, you know, Troy Baker slash Nolan North.
Yeah, probably one of the two. Or like.
But I don't. I've read on IMDb at least. I don't know if that's true or not because that is user submitted. It's not him, either of them. I don't know who it is though.
The only thing I found funny from the voice acting is when you drink and you start talking to people, the character goes, "Hey," and I'm just like, "Really? Okay."
You should do the Silver Shroud side quest. You can have some interesting delivery of lines there too.
Oh, that is my biggest gripe with this game, by the way. The dialogue system, I think, is a total step backwards. I absolutely hate it because I don't know.
I never get to show up. Like, I'm sitting there and I didn't even know the guy's trying to talk to me, actually. I'm sitting there, like, I press the X button to talk to him, and it takes forever for the prompts to come up. Yeah. I'm like, is he actually asking me a question?
Right. Not only that, though, like, I hate how, like, you have the choice and you're like, okay, I want to say this, but then your character doesn't even say that. It's like, wait, what? Like, that's not what I wanted at all.
So it's Mass Effect.
Right. There's actually
It's not as vague as Mass Effect was, actually. Sometimes you would say something totally different. Right. This is, I think it's pretty close.
It's all right, but, like, I want to see the full sentence. Like, there's actually a mod available on the PC where you have, like, the actual full out, hey, this is what your character will say when you select this option. And that's what I fucking want. Not only do I want that, like, I just feel like too many times, like, you're just going in circles. Like, it doesn't feel like unique conversations. And I think that's a total step backwards from Fallout 3 in New Vegas. I feel like there's not that many opportunities for, like, I have high charisma, and it's like, I feel like, yeah, I don't really get that many conversations that are unlocked because of that.
Yep, and even then, I have 8 charisma without any gear on, and I feel like I fail too many conversation perks when I have that. I'm like, why did I even waste my time on this perk?
You know, you can kind of cheese the system by quick saving and then doing the option and then seeing if you pass or not and reloading.
I mean, I figured that much, but I just
When I wear my charisma suit, I'm pretty much 100% on those, so I haven't had too many problems with that. I kind of think I don't really feel that way about the dialogue. I feel like the characters and the are more alive than they've ever been. Just, I don't know, they seem to have more insightful things to say, at least. I know, I mean, you still go in circles because it's a game, but yeah. I don't know. They seem more like characters to me this time around.
I don't know. I feel like I don't like their designs, but everything's kind of a wasteland. So
I do think
I guess that's the idea. That's the idea, but everybody just looks terrible. Like, in terms of, I don't know. I just
go back. It's all go back and play 3 again.
I don't know if I can. You're right. I don't know. So it's been shit. And I just closed my game accidentally as we're talking.
But I do think the idea of being able to save, like, certain armor loadouts at least would save a lot of time because, you know, you often have to juggle them with your partner because you're just giving it to them to hold it for a little while sometimes. And it's just like, oh, which is the one I wanted to do? What was my best combination? It takes a lot of time. And you should
they
be
use
able to
that equipment at random, don't they?
No, you pretty much assign them, or they just ignore what you assign if they don't want to use it, too, it seems like.
Wait, where do you assign them?
You can press equip when you're trading with them. That's how you can make them change their clothes or their weapon. Although, again, like I told Piper to, like, use a minigun, and she's like, I'm not going to do that.
I used Dan's for, like, every mission, and I just send him in the room. I'm like, go in there and see who's in there. Yeah. That's all I do, by the way. That's how I went through and beat that level 16. That's how I beat that guy.
I'm torn on the idea that all the companions are, you know, invincible. I mean, they do get knocked out pretty easily, but there's no real risk. I guess there's no real risk.
He's in power armor. I've sent him into a room where things are getting blown up. He's on fire and he's killing everything. And I'm just like, okay, thanks, buddy.
Oh my god!
He's literally on fire, running around. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me? He's
the companions are really funny in this game.
I guess yeah, I just need to feel like not travel with Piper as much because I'm used to
her Piper. The
getting
dog
the shit kicked out of
getting,
her.
Yeah, the dog kept getting destroyed on me, and then but Paladin Dan's just he just rolls through shit. Like, I'm serious. I use him as fodder. All I do is tag. Yeah, all you have to do is tag the guys in the room to get the experience. Just from each one.
It's funny though. No, I still doubt he'll be as overpowered as Fox was in Fallout 3.
Oh, Fox was.
Fox was legendary.
Me. Fox killed me. I like kept shooting him the one day just to see what happened, and finally like turned on me, and I was like, oh shit, I made a mistake. I couldn't kill him. I could not kill him.
He's one of the most overpowered characters I think in gaming history.
Yeah,
he was awesome. He's my boy. Mm-hmm. He should have gone into the. By the way, again, going back to Fallout 3, he's the guy who goes in the radiation, not me.
Yeah,
he does in the. He does in the Broken Steel DLC.
I don't care if it's my destiny. I have a companion. He's immune to radiation. He's going in there.
I had to tell Buddha the other day, like when I played Fallout 3, they didn't have that option. Like I was like, my character died, so I don't no idea what you're talking about. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, you know, when the game first came out, you died.
Yeah, that was before the Broken Steel.
Yep.
Well, he does say that to you, and then he's like, so he just flat out won't go in. It's like, well, that's lame. But with Broken Steel, he'll go in, but he'll be like, well, you're being selfish. I'm like, screw you, Fox. Just get in there.
That's your job. You were put on this earth for one thing, and that is this moment. That's what I looked at it like. All right, so Let's move on. And you guys, Tony, have you watched anything besides Jessica Jones or
Into the Borderlands? Or Badlands.
Badlands, wow. Which is good.
Into the Borderlands.
Now, that was that would have been all over that, Tony.
It kind of has a similar feel. Funny, I mean,
it's post-apocalyptic.
I mean, it's nice. It's cool.
Everything is post-apocalyptic. Half of what we've talked about has been a post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, Fallout, Into the Badlands.
Yeah. Corey?
Other than those to? Main things that you guys have talked about mostly, and not Fallout, obviously, but I've been keeping up with Heroes. It's still pretty good. Definitely... I enjoyed that more than the CW shows.
Yeah, I'm two episodes behind you, though. I just finished part two of June 13th.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was... That was,
I get a real Escape from Witch Mountain vibe from this show.
Yeah. I felt like that was kind of like... So this whole thing got looped into one thing, and then this guy... It's time travel. You're just like, oh, I've gone cross-eyed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just kind of like, I don't understand what's going on. And it all kind of loops back. But yeah, you're like, wait, if this happened here, does this actually happen here, or did this happen here? You know, like, that's the thing. So It's time travel. But I still like it better, like you said, than the CW stuff.
Yeah. No, it's been a good go-to after watching, like, Flash or an Arrow or something.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's been put together better than those shows have been recently. As far as playing, just been, you know, playing Destiny when I can. So, that's it. Nothing else too exciting. I mean, obviously Jessica Jones. So, when we all finish that, we'll do the spoiler.
Much spoiler cast, yeah. Hopefully soon. Yeah. Video game news: we got weak sales for Halo 5 reported by GameStop, right? And Assassin's Creed or Battlefront they reported.
All right? Three of those.
Oh, and Assassin's Creed. So you know, Battlefront EA just announced it was their most successful digital title of all time, which is not a lot of time, but it's all time.
So it's not that weak, but weaker than maybe expected?
Yeah. Well, GameStop, it's weaker than expected for them, personally, their store. They were they're projecting something, they reduced their amount, and then they still didn't make that amount.
Sucks for them, I guess.
Yeah.
The problem is, I mean, there's only so many games people can buy. Everything is out right now.
Yeah,
and most people chose Fallout first.
When there's a big game like Fallout that people have been waiting years and years and years for, these other games that there's clones of, I mean, it's the same style as Call of Duty or, you know, or Battlefield. Even though it is Star Wars, it's still the same kind of game. And there's no single player in that game. It's from what I'm reading online, is there's just not a lot of content to it. It sounds a lot like Battlefield 4, the way it first came out. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot to it. They said they're releasing a lot of free maps in the coming weeks, but apparently there's not much there. So, but Halo 5 is down. We've talked about that before. I think it's got legs, so I think it's going to be fine for this month.
I don't.
It's hard to believe that.
Bottom five. at best.
Yeah.
You don't think it makes the top 10? You're saying it does. There's no chance it makes top 10.
I'm saying at best it will make the bottom five, like 6 through 10. That's its best case scenario.
I still think it can make five. I predicted it at 6, but I still say it can make five. I think I've said that numerous times. Just by process of elimination.
Is there a bet in the works?
Because I'm saying 6. I'm saying 6. I'm saying it can get to 5.
Right.
Doesn't seem like bettable conviction.
Yeah. No. It's not like I'm saying it's going to take 6th, but I would not be surprised if I saw 5th.
I'd bet that's on it goes lower than 6.
All right, I'll take the bet.
Yeah, why not? We need a bet here. Let's make it interesting, guys.
All right, got lower a than bet. 6. All right. And I stay above 6.
Yep.
Hold on. So if it's above 6, like 1 through 5, Jim wins. If it's 7...
Oh, no. I'm calling 6. So if it's 6 or above, I win.
Yeah, I'll give you 6 or above. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I said 6 to be... I said this already. You said you felt fairly confident it's not going to be 6. So
I didn't say I felt confident. I just said I think
are there enough games to fill six spots ahead of it?
You get a lot of toy games. You're gonna get a lot of Black Friday stuff, like the for the kids. You know, the Minecrafts,
Lego,
the Legos, the Skylander stuff, and so we'll see if that can boost it up enough where people are just they want like Battlefront and Black Ops. You know, because it's all competing in the same genre.
It's Fallout. It's Black Ops. It's Battlefront.
Well, if you want a first-person shooter, you know, Black Ops and Battlefield came out. Or Battlefront.
Yeah, but where else? What else are you going to put above Halo 5 after that?
Well, those three games right there. And then you have...
And then NBA.
NBA, Minecraft, Skylanders, something like that. Some Lego thing.
I'm telling you, I think Halo can beat the...
Throw Madden in there?
Sure,
I think Halo can be... It'll be one sports game, and I think Halo could beat one of those games
like Minecraft, obviously, if you're going to say it's above, I think it might go six.
So.
I understand. I definitely believe it's going to be below five, no matter. There's no way it's going to crack top five. But
you think Mario Maker think it, might get in there?
I mean, Nintendo probably can, but they don't have a big release in November, so.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't think that's in there. No, it was on the list last month. I don't think it makes the – I don't think it lists this month.
Not for the holidays for kids?
No, because of the other games. That's the thing. It's because of the other games out there for the kids, like the Minecrafts, the Lego, the Disney Infinity. I don't even know if that's selling like crazy anymore. I have no idea.
I don't know what these
crazy kids play these days. Yeah. But I just don't see Mario Maker on that
It'd
list.
It'd be interesting, though, because Halo, I think – I mean, most games are going to sell their best in the first week. So,
I understand that, but we didn't even get a full week of sales on the first reporting.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that that's all there is, but with this game specifically, I think the fall off is going to be dramatic.
Okay.
And I think that's unfortunate.
I don't think it's going to be. That's what I'm trying to say. So.
No, I know. You've been preaching the whole legs thing. We get
legs.
It's just, I mean, there's too many shooters that are filling up right now that is not... It's a very crowded genre right now.
It always is a crowded genre.
Well, specifically, I mean, especially with Star Wars coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, that again, like, that doesn't mean like you could sell 100,000 copies in November and be in the top 10. So,
Okay. We got some possible Mass Effect Andromeda leak detail.
Yeah, I watched this. It's all. Pretty by the numbers. It's about what you expect.
It sounds. I mean, two squad mates. Squad mates have jetpacks that come to play for exploration.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Omnitool has more functionality, like a combat shield.
Makes sense.
Of course, greater detail on facial features. I mean, that's self-explanatory, right?
It should happen.
I mean, that's next gen. I'd hope. You'd hope so.
Completely different style ship.
Okay.
I mean, that's expected.
Thing is, are we excited for this? I don't know. I don't care. Like, I love Mass Effect, and I really liked the way they finished it, and that's it. You don't need more.
I'm
excited for another game.
I want more Mass Effect, but I'm afraid that it'll be too different almost because, you know, they're doing a whole new galaxy, whole new characters.
I hope it never comes out.
I've been sort of itching. Like, when I first played Destiny and it reminded me of Mass Effect and then it wasn't even close to that, I'm like, ugh, I really miss Mass Effect. So I've been kind of wanting a new one for a while now. So hopefully it'll do that. But I hope they don't go too crazy with making it totally different.
Yeah, so there's new enemy styles, bipedal cross between the Vorka and the Collectors. A new ship travel system where you manually fly the ship. I don't know if that's going to be. I don't know.
How about having actual choices that affect the game?
I think they won't even talk about that. I guarantee you they don't hype it up again like they did last time.
Do you think there will be a save that carries on between titles again?
I think so. I think that's a signature
of
the series.
Yeah, that's definitely something that they want. I think would want to have.
But I don't think that they hype it. I don't think they hype up the choice as much as before because you can't deliver on it. You just can't. It's an illusion. We talk about it all the time. Yes. I've come to terms with it. And that's why I'm looking
I mean, you come to terms with that in most games, really. Like, at this point, you're
Yeah, but it was the way they hyped up 2 to, you know, 2 was so good, and you're getting ready for 3's, like, unlimited choice possibility, and they funnel you into 3.
Yeah, well, the thing was with 2, it did matter, at least by the end there, you know. People lived and died at the end of 2 based on what you chose to do. Like, yeah, a large variety of endings.
Yeah, this could not, yeah, this you could not adjust, really, so.
Yeah.
So unless they nailed it for you, Corey, we were disappointed with it. I, you know, not saying I'm not, because I'm looking forward to this quite a bit. So,
yeah, Jimmy, I mean, you quit gaming for like months after that.
It was almost a year. It was almost a year. It took Borderlands 2 to bring me back. So
it was a stupid ending anyway. I'm sorry.
Anyways, I do love. Like, I did literally quit games for almost a year. I mean, it was like Borderlands 2 came out in September, right? Mm-hmm. So that game came out in March.
Yeah.
So that's how long I did not play video games. And I finished that game within the first week I owned it. Like, I played so much. So
half a year, like, you were done gaming.
I was half a year, did not play a single video game. That's... Like, if you go back to our podcast and what we've been up to, I didn't talk about any games. It's always movies. I was talking about movies, TV shows. And I do go through those phases on this, like, every now and again. But not nearly like that drought. That was the longest gaming drought of my life. So
I think I would drought the other way before I would do that.
No, I mean, just because I was so disappointed.
I know. it was rough.
Yeah, and now I'm reliving it. Thanks. Here we go. All right. Black Friday's this week, guys. So we're gonna wrap up the episode here really quick, talking about some of the quick sales. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, so we don't need to cover everything. Let's see. I think Gaff brought that good list together. You guys want a game system. You haven't gotten one yet. I think the best deal, if you're looking for, is an Xbox One at Target for $299 with a $60 gift card.
And you get Gears of War.
And you get Gears of War. And that's a good deal. I'm actually looking at maybe trying to figure out if my brother or somebody wants going on a system for my nephew. And I really know he wants the PS4. Like, I know that he wants – because he's very familiar with the PS3. And he likes, like, racing games, and he likes the – he's a kid. You know, he's – what's – geez, how old is he now? 6? And
get him Lego Dimensions, Jim?
He loves that stuff. You know, that's the thing. Like, I won't get him a game if I get him a system. That's enough. Jesus. You know.
You got to get him a game if you get him a system. What's he going to
do?
We'll
get a bundle. Game. I'll get him a cheapo game. And if I can get the Lego bundle, that's
– No, just let him play Uncharted.
Yeah, or Gears. Depending on what I want to go with there. I don't know. I really think – because I got him that game system last year, the 3DS, and he doesn't play it. He plays on my mom's Android phone the whole time, every time I'm around him.
That's the future of handhelds right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
– I'm like, where's the game system I bought you? Oh, it's at home charging. I'm like, you don't bring it with you? He's like, well, I don't carry it on me.
He's a kid. He doesn't think about that shit. It's like, Mom, that's the problem. Give me your phone. That.
Well, that's the future, like Corey said, though.
That's
right?
Mobile gaming.
Why Nintendo needs to, yeah, exactly, but that's why Nintendo's moving into it. Cause, and they got to give us a game, goddammit. Give us a real game. I can get my nephew playing a Nintendo game on his grandmother's phone and then say, hey, look, your game system can do this too. And then maybe he'll want to play it more. That's the idea. There's the formula, not this me thing that they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. So anyways, there's a PS4 $299. You get a Wii U for $249 at Target. Target's got some good deals.
Yeah, Target's usually the place to be.
Hardware-wise is definitely the place to go for that stuff. PS4 controllers are $45. Actually, Best Buy's better controller price, $39.99 for that. So you got to go to Target for your game systems. Extra controllers, you go to Best Buy or Walmart. But I would go to Best
Buy. I would not go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Value your safety, health, sanity, do not go to Walmart.
And plus, with Best Buy, you get those reward points. And that's always good.
Do you think Black Friday retail is back? I mean, it's going to be mostly online.
It was – you know, it was not – I mean, it was busy last year, but it was not nearly as what from – you know, years past, it was really cut down from the online sales, because their sales right now, the exact sales are going on right now online.
Right, that's what I mean. It's like everybody's trying to do it days earlier now. Like, all right, so Walmart does it on Wednesday. Well, then Target's doing it on Tuesday, so that means Amazon's gonna do it on Monday. It's like they keep like trying to one up each other.
No, it's retail. So I mean, it really doesn't make sense to do it on Friday. Like, it's dumb.
Yeah. So Thursday night, some of them are starting though, and I don't know. Well, Corey and I, we're going out there. We'll be out. Yeah. Out and about.
Check out the. It's fun to watch people too. So it's,
I think the first time I met you is at a Best Buy Black Friday camp out.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Guys might catch a live trampling.
I had to have met you before then, though.
Jim, I met you when I was in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, I met you. You're talking about Corey.
Yeah,
I
said Corey.
Oh, I thought you said me. I'm like, wait, I had to have met you before then.
No, we like got addicted to like I don't know Dynasty Warriors or some shit.
We were playing Halo against each other.
Halo, that's right. Yeah.
That was what was it? 01?
Yeah.
So. Anyways, so there's a quick highlights of some games. Syndicate, Assassin's Creed, $35 across the board. Best Buy, you have GCU's $27.99. So get GCU now if you don't have it.
That's the Gamers Club unlocked.
Wasn't there a bet around Assassin's Creed dropping to a certain price, or is that last year? I could have sworn there was a bet that said in so many weeks Assassin's Creed will be.
I remember arguing recently with Mike about this, but I don't know.
We're talking about the NBA game last year that it would in like 2 weeks it would be like $40. I'm like, no.
No. I think we just recently had this conversation. I'm getting like a. I really think we just had this conversation. No,
it was definitely last year.
All right, listeners, if we had this conversation, please write.
The problem is we didn't have a conversation about Assassin's Creed at all this year because nobody cared about it enough to talk about.
No, we mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah, exactly.
I mentioned that I wasn't going to get it this year because I just.
I mean,
whatever.
We didn't even talk about it when it was coming out. Like, we forgot about it basically.
Yeah, forgot.
So I don't think it was this year that we were talking about it's dropping because it was not even on our radar.
I'm not saying it was that. I thought it was another game that we were talking about, but let's see. Dark Souls 2, $19.99. Best Buy's got some of the best deals. Bloodborne.
Especially at GCU. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bloodborne's $19.99, $15.99 with GCU. It's more expensive everywhere else. Dark Souls 2 is the same way, more expensive everywhere else. Diablo
is that
Ultimate.
On next
game.
Gen Dark Souls?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. Dark Souls 2. Yeah.
Another remaster.
Destiny Taken King 32 if you have Gamers Club unlocked at Best Buy.
Yeah, that's hell of a good content. That's an awesome game. Let's see what else. I'm just going through this list. Anybody see anything? Gears of War's $20 remastered for. Look how they wrote for PS4
Until
in this list.
Until Dawn is like, a game I'd want to play. But
yeah, I'm gonna get that. I think.
Definitely.
It's only $16 at Best Buy and Gamers Club. Dying Light. I really like that game. It came out so early in the year that
January.
It came out so early that I think a lot of people forgot about it. $15 at Best Buy. I know. I just. Advocating
well,
you guys
got a great deal.
That?
You got, didn't you get like they gifted you? They gifted you.
I got it for the price of the DLC season pass, which is like $20. But not only that, then they gave me the season pass anyway. So for $20, I got the game plus the season pass. It was pretty dumb. I felt bad about that. But if you don't feel like risking your life for $15 Dying Light, GameStop will have it for $20. So.
NBA 2K16 is $30, $23.99 at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cheapest. Metal Gear Solid 5, $35 across the board at all the stores. $27.99 at Best Buy. We have GCU. What else we got? Rare Replay is $20. I think it's actually $20 digital too right now. Microsoft's running a lot of digital Black Friday sales. So I'm not sure if you have gold, Xbox Gold.
Mm-hmm.
You get these deals, and I think that's $19.99 on there.
I think PS4's got their co-op
I
got to
look
right
at their
now.
List. I got to look at their list. I didn't get to see what they had.
Doesn't look like good stuff, right? The digital stuff's not that great. So,
well, there's more deals on Black Friday, they said. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be other games that aren't listed. This is stuff we can pick out from the ads. So there'll be other games, but like Wolfenstein, The New Order is $15.
Wolfenstein's a good game.
Yeah. And that's some of them on the list here. Mario Kart. Whoop, nope, that's old. Mario Party 10. That's $25.
That's the thing I think something's gonna sneak into like the top 10, and not necessarily beat Halo, but something's gonna sneak into the top 10. Like where the hell did this game come from? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I expected Halo to be like $30 this month too, or Tomb Raider.
Well,
but
Yeah, if Tomb Raider, that could have really had a nice boost, but it came out a couple weeks ago. So,
yeah, Arkham Knight's $25 if you all around.
If you want to play tanks, if you want to blow up tanks,
yeah, if you want to play strafing tanks,
Twisted Metal,
Twisted Metal. That's the game I'm looking for. I'm still gonna play more of that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the season pass. You're gonna want to get your content. So.
Handsome Jack Collection, I think, is $25 at Best Buy. It's actually $25 on Xbox One right now, I believe, the digital version.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think that's the games. There's a lot of movie deals out there. I'm going to every store and looking as I get there. I'm going to buy a lot of movies tomorrow, too. I mean, Thursday. So, And, hey, be safe out there, because it's going to be it may be crowded or it may not be. I don't know.
And, you know, don't forget that there is a holiday, so be sure to spend time with your family, friends, and loved ones.
Yep. Yeah. And yeah, tweet us any good deals that you guys find that you might want to share out or something.
It's a great holiday. There's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm making like two pies.
Plus, you get football all day. So.
And football, and this football is special because it's Thanksgiving Day football. Like that's the day where you watch the Detroit Lions and you like it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's true. I don't know. I
gotta watch Carolina destroy the Cowboys, at least.
I'm baking all day tomorrow. I gotta bake two pies for Thursday and rolls. Hmm. So, for the dinner. All right.
Nice.
That's gonna wrap up 269, unless you guys have something else to add. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's it.
Have a nice Thanksgiving, listeners. Write us podcast at allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter at allyoucangeek. Individually, we're at RYYJAD. Whatever. Listen to it later. I don't feel like doing that right now. Follow us at All You Can Geek. Like us on Facebook. Tune in next week. We'll talk about what we picked up.